This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallim ala al-mab'uuth rahmatan lil alamin nabiyyina wa mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi wa man walahum bi ihsan ila yawmid din wa ba'd. Respected viewers, we begin by praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We send countless blessing salutations upon our leader and master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his honorable companions, his household, and those who follow him. We bring to you episode 17, the 17th juz of Quran al-Kareem, Surah Al-Anbiya. In this particular surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about various prophets of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala speaks about Dawood alayhi salam. Allah speaks about Suleiman alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala speaks about various different prophets of Allah. And the cream on the top was none other than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent you except as a mercy unto the entire mankind. Wallahi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was not only the Nabi of the mankind, but he was the Nabi of the jinn kind. He was the Nabi of all the animals. Ya ayyuhan nas, inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a, wa issarafna ilayka nafaram minal jinn yastami'un al-Qur'an. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the surah speaks about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest man that walked on Mother Earth. Allama Suyuti has recorded that in the entire Quran, Allah ta'ala addresses his Nabi nothing less than 227 times. Yet not a single place in Quran al-Kareem did Allah address his Nabi directly by his name. Allah addressed him with title. Allah ta'ala addressed him with honor. So in Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah ta'ala makes mention of the incidents. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah ta'ala says these narratives, these incidents, this is for people of intelligence, that we study the lives of the Anbiya, we study the lives of the prophets, and we take lessons from the lives of the prophets of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala caps it by making mention of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Surah Al-Anbiya. The next surah in the 17 juz of Quran al-Kareem is Surah Al-Hajj. One of the fundamentals that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is our obligation that we owe to the Almighty Allah. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila. If you have the means, you need to embark on the journey of Hajj. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. The one who has the means of going on Hajj, of embarking on this journey, but you don't go on Hajj, whether you die as a disbeliever, it makes no difference to your Nabi. So when Allah Ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salam into this world after being expelled from Jannah, Allah Ta'ala told him, O Adam, the first thing I want you to do, I want you to circumambulate my house. I want you to make tawaf around my house. قَبْلَ أَن يَحْدُثَ عَلَيْكَ حَدَثٌ. Before something tragic happens to you. Adam alayhi salam then asked Allah, what do you mean something tragic would happen to me? Allah Ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, al-maut. O Adam, you will die. You will taste of death, and subsequent to you, every person from your progeny will taste of death. So in the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about, you know, the amazing journey of Hajj, you know, the laws of Hajj. Allah Ta'ala speaks about Qurbani, layyana lallaha luhumuha, wala dima'uha. It is not the blood nor the fiber that benefits Allah, but it is taqwa, the fear of the Almighty Allah. And this is what Hajj teaches us. It brings discipline into our lives. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the incident of Qurbani, that it is not your blood, your sacrifice. Allah does not need the animal. Allah does not need the fiber nor the blood, but what reaches Allah is taqwa. So when you are slaughtering that animal, when you're slaughtering that qurbani animal, Respected viewers, when the day of Eid al-Adha comes, when you're placing that knife on the throat, on the neck of that animal, you're not slaughtering that animal, you are slaughtering your desires. You are slaughtering your desires. So we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq. Those who have been on this journey, Allah ta'ala take us again and again. Those who have not been on the journey of Hajj, Allah ta'ala open up avenues for us to embark on this journey. Wallahi, what an amazing journey it is. This is a manifestation of the du'as of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that faj'al af'idatan minan nas tahwi ilayhim, that oh Allah, let the hearts of mankind incline towards the Kaaba. We ask Allah to accept us. We ask Allah to grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we can embark on this journey and we can enjoy a Hajj which is accepted. May Allah bless us till we speak to you again tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا.